Good afternoon and welcome to the Didn't We Meet at the Harbour radio show with me, Claire, and
Michelle, and Claire's friend.
Yeah, and Jonathan, who is our technical
expert.
I was going to say assistant, but expert sounds so much better.
He's the boss.
So Michelle's been reading a book, He's Just Not That Into You, by Greg. We can't actually pronounce his surname, but it begins with B. And we can't, can we?
No.
And Liz Cecilio. And she's going to talk a little bit about it now with me because I'm not sure exactly what it's about either. So, Michelle.
Okay, so the book is about dating now, today, in the 20th or the 21st? 21st century. And how you can be really into somebody via text and telephone calls, and then all of a sudden they disappear. And I suppose the premise of the book is that if a guy was really into you, you would know all about it. What do you think, Claire?
I think that there's a lot of hope and built up over the internet dating. And
have you ever done internet dating?
No, but I know people who have, and I think they, I'm not sure it's real. I don't think it encourages good relationships, although you do see on match.com that people do get married and it does work and people end up very happy. I've never done it, but the people that I've spoken to that have done it, it's not been a very good experience either. Send you rude photographs
of their bits.
Of their bits, which I think is absolutely outrageous. Not okay.
No, it's really not okay.
And I don't think I'd want to see that anyway. And or they text you and then they
disappear.
Yeah. They call it ghosting, I think.
That's right.
When
yeah.
they disappear. So yeah. I think that it's not great.
No.
What happened to good old fashioned courting?
It doesn't exist anymore, Claire. And I blame the internet. I do. Because it's bizarre how you can have loads of text messaging and it's all going swimmingly. You can speak on the phone, you can meet up with somebody, and then boom, they disappear into thin air. It's weird.
But they weren't really there in the first place, were they?
No, I don't think they were. I think what people do is they sit at home on a Sunday evening and they're a bit bored and a bit lonely. They got half an hour and they think, oh, I know, I'll text that bird from that dating site. And so a few texts go backwards and forwards. And then nothing, because Monday morning they get up and continue with their real life.
So why do you think that is then? Why do you think they're into you and then they're not into you? Or they think they're into you and then they're not into you?
I just think they pretend that they would like to be into you.
So do you get into them and then you think they're into you and then you feel disappointed?
No, I view the whole thing with I don't actually think any of it is real. I'd like it to be real, but I don't think it is real.
I think that's probably a good place to start, really.
Yeah.
So if you think someone's not into you and you've been in the relationship for a long time, when the relationship starts to fall away, how do you feel about that?
I don't know, because I haven't really had that experience, because I'm sad and lonely and nobody loves me. So if there's someone listening who wants to love me, please. I don't know, Claire.
Michelle's actually not that desperate. She's perfectly okay. Any comments, or if you'd like to join in, phone 07521 605796. We're waiting for your calls. I should tell you what I did yesterday.
Please do.
Yesterday was the 4th anniversary since my mum died.
Yep.
And we decided that we'd get together as a family just to kind of celebrate her life, really. So we met in a place called Cosmos in Clifton in Bristol, which was a smaller version of Zaza Bazaar, which is basically a food factory. And
that's a really good way of describing it, actually. It is completely a food factory, isn't it?
It's like Jonathan said, it's like a competition. You challenge yourself to eat as much as you can.
Yep.
But we observed the more sophisticated of amongst us, and I'm not one of them, I have to say. I just piled my plate with really bad food, but stuff that I normally wouldn't eat, which I wouldn't cook myself, but it was bloody lovely. But the most refined eaters actually went for the most expensive dishes and not as much, you know. So they would have things like the sushi and the salmon and
they're the posh people.
They're the clever people that eat good food. And they realise, I mean, it was $16.99 a head, I think, excluding alcoholic drinks. We had, that's what it was. And I think it was good value, right in the heart of Clifton. And it was, the atmosphere was very nice. The staff were charming. It was definitely worth a visit, but it is absolutely somewhere that you could not go every week.
Well, I think it's always very interesting when you go for a carvery and you see really fat people piling up their plate. When they get back to the table, like, the gravy is spilling over the edge and there's not even room on the plate to cut it up and eat it nicely. That's why I hate going for a carvery, because people are just pigs. Decided.
So what happens if they pile up and they eat it? Is that still piggy?
Yeah, but they don't.
Right.
They don't.
Yeah.
It's very rare. And I don't know why you just can't go back as many times as you like. Why do you have to be a pig and pile it all on?
Which is what you can do at these Zaza Bazaar and Cosmos as we went to last night, you can actually go back. What they do is they come and take your plates away. They leave you with your knife and fork, which is quite interesting.
Oh, so you can go again?
Oh, God, you can keep... Michelle, you get an hour and three-quarter slot, and you can just go back and go back and go back. And you can stuff your little face. And I was lying in bed last night thinking about all the food that I didn't eat rather than all the food that I did eat. And it was a bit gross, really, to be honest. But it was very delicious and I had a nice time.
Hello, Naughty. It's me, Jono. Just want to say hello to DJ Naughty. Turned up in the radioactive chat room. Oh. Because we have got a visitor, Claire.
Naughty in the house.
Naughty's in the house. And we're being naughty in this house here, so yeah, it's all good. We'll have a bit of music soon at some point if we do need a bit of music. But I'm going to pass it back to Michelle now. Enjoy.
So, Claire, what would you like to talk about next?
Shall we talk about... Should we go back to your book?
Jonathan, what do you want to talk about? Hang on a sec.
The topic I would like to talk about is toilet humour and, like, you know, the toilet paper, but it's maybe a little bit inappropriate, but toilet paper, toilet seat up and down. I don't know why that's cropping in my head, but I often get accused of using too much toilet paper.
Well,
can you actually use too much toilet paper?
So from my point of view, Jonathan is actually my baby brother, and he has been told off this morning because apparently he's got through nine rolls this week. Not that anyone's counting,
Beryl.
But it has been pointed out he uses way too much toilet roll. Yeah.
That's funny that Beryl's counting the amount of toilet rolls.
Beryl is our mother. Beryl don't miss a trick.
That's pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah.
Mothers don't miss anything, I don't think.
No, not where a little soldier's concerned.
But she did bring us the most beautiful bacon sandwiches this morning.
Yay!
And they were very nice, especially after all the food yesterday. It's just tipped me over the edge. I should go into a food coma later on, I'm sure.
Yeah, food comas are never good.
They're not. They're bad. Anyway, Michelle, back to this book. Oh, no. Yes. Okay, we'll talk about the book.
Okay, let's go.
What are the tips, top tips, have you got for dating?
Don't do it.
Online.
Online. Okay.
Don't do it.
From my point of view, I don't understand why people lie. Why they say they're 57 when really they're 63. Why on earth they say they're 5'9" when they're 5'4". Because I met this guy once. I'm 5'5", very blonde, very beautiful, it has to be said. And I met this guy who told me he was 5'7". When we met for a coffee, he came up to my forehead. So he's clearly 5'3". Well, does he not know that when we meet, I'm going to notice that he's like little? See, Beryl's just come in and she's replenishing the toilet roll situation. She's putting two new fresh Kleenex quilted toilet rolls in the toilet. Beryl, would you like to say hi?
Hi.
There she goes.
The loo fairy yeah.
Is in the building.
So that's 11 you've had this week, Jonathan.
Okay, so go back to internet dating, right? So people lie about their age, their height, they're smoking, they don't smoke. The same guy, actually. I met up with him online. He told me he was trying to quit. And in the hour that we had a coffee, he smoked 5 cigarettes. He slurred his words, which was quite funny. So I did ask him, are you an alcoholic? To which he replied, no, I had a stroke a year ago. So I did feel a little bit guilty then. Not a lot, but just a tad. Because he proved that he had a stroke because he showed me all of his medication. So it was like, ooh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I've met up with a few. I've had a couple of nice dates and I've had a couple that I just think, Jesus, get me out of here.
And your favourite?
Ooh, my favourite date. Oh, I don't know. I'm
don't
scratching my head.
Don't mention any names.
No. I'll have to think about that. I would think it would have to be when I got taken to Bath. That was very lovely.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, that was nice.
Oh.
Yeah, that was nice.
Oh, she's gone all soft and puppy-eyed on me.
But he still ghosted me. I still got flicked off.
I think you flicked him off, actually, didn't you?
I don't know, but... A nice weekend in Bath. Yeah.
I think you did flick him off. I don't think he did that to you, but that's because it wasn't going anywhere. Maybe that's what you said.
So if there are any guys in our chat room listening, seriously, if you see somebody a couple of times, take them out for dinner, whatever, and you're nice and you're polite, don't send out mixed signals to women, because men and women think so differently. And it's just a confusing issue. If you want to see someone, see them. But if you don't, tell them, actually,
yeah,
I'm just not that into you. Because then the woman will move on and find someone who is into her. Jonathan's disappeared off.
Oh, we're going to go to a music break, but we'll just keep on talking now.
We do, because neither Claire or I know how to... We could sing to you.
No. We can't. No, we cannot. We have to practice. We haven't practiced any of this. This is all very new to us.
Yeah, this is our first little slot on the radio, which we are quite enjoying, aren't we, Claire?
I'm enjoying it very much, and I know you are. I think the reason how it all started was because I do watch Loose Women, to my embarrassment and shame, when very rarely I'm home. And I think I've always thought if those four or five, they can sit and talk to each other for about an hour and get paid massive amount of money, so why can't we do it? So yeah. Here we are.
We're not actually getting paid massive amount of money.
Not yet, Michelle.
Not yet, no, but from little acorns
grow big
sunflowers.
See what?
What actually grew from little acorns?
Big trees.
Big oak trees.
I know, I'm just taking them. Of course, we know that oak trees come from acorns. They do.
We do know that.
We do. Mm-hmm. So, yesterday, what did you do, Michelle? I stuffed my face, and what did you do?
I learnt lots yesterday. What did I do yesterday? Okay, so I'm volunteering for a local charity where we live, and I had some training yesterday. Very interesting. I don't actually know that it's for me, having done one day. The training is over 3 days, and I've committed, so I'll do the other 2 days, but very, very eclectic group of people. Oh, now my daddy's here. Who wants to come on the radio?
John's going to be doing a weekly slot about golf.
DIY. Because he's a DIY god.
I think that's a really good idea. Can I just say, I've just had a text message from my daughter, and she said that she can't get it online. So I don't know if Carly... we're just talking about our children, because if they can't get it, I'm wondering how many people this is not reaching as opposed to how many people it is reaching. We need to check it out.
I don't think we're Phone Cotton and Holly Willoughby yet.
I'm sorry. I beg to differ.
Bella, she's going to start charging out soon.
Oh, renting rooms.
I think she should.
Charlotte can't get it, Jonathan, so I'm just putting it out on air because she said it doesn't work, so what? I don't quite know.
All right, let's play a song.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, play a tune and we'll have a twiddle.
Excuse me, Michelle. We'll play a song.
Oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night.
Oh, yes, it's late. and I promise this I'll do as long as I'm living. I'm thinking of you and the things you do to me. That makes me love you. Now I'm living in ecstasy. Hey, it's you and the things you do to me. That makes me love you. Now I'm living in ecstasy.
Talking about Michelle.
Are we on now? We just talk about
hello and welcome back.
We talk about our everyday rubbish, boring lives that are actually very interesting.
Well, we think they're very interesting.
Well, no, because we have fun. When we're hanging out together, we have a laugh.
Okay. So Michelle and I are faced with a dilemma as 50-something year old women whether to let our grey through.
Oh.
Now, should we? Or shouldn't we?
Ooh.
I've started the process.
Yeah, I think you should. Definitely.
And it's so far so good. Although yeah. The texture is very different, Michelle.
It's a bit like pubic hair. No, it is, because there's no pigment in it.
I know, so I think you might have to put some pigment back in.
No.
Well, I don't want pubic hair on my head. Do I? And neither do you, do you? But it's very different hair.
Okay, yeah, but we'll go with it for a bit longer, because I think your eyes will look amazing. I think the colour, I think it will look amazing, I do. So let's keep going with it for a bit longer.
And so what are you going? As Michelle's a hairdresser.
Oh yeah, we forgot to mention that. Yes. I'm not just making it up as I go along.
Oh yeah, no, she doesn't know what she's talking about.
Yeah. So allegedly,
Michelle asked me, should she have her hair cut? And I said, yes.
What I don't want to do is end up looking like a butch lesbian. I have nothing against butch lesbians, let me tell you, but I don't actually personally want to look like one because I'm not one. And as I'm carrying a little bit of timber at the moment, I think it's probably quite good to have longer hair.
Are softer. You saying you're a big unit?
I'm a big heifer. I'm all woman. There's a lot of me to go around.
She's actually beautiful, but that's okay, how she feels,
right.
I think.
Let's talk about something that you think we would get people interested in having an opinion on, which is...
What?
Claire, what do you think about Kim Kardashian this week and what's happening in her world?
I think it's terrible what's happened to her. Of course I do. It shouldn't happen to anybody. But it's not breaking news. What has she ever done for mankind? She's self-indulgent, self-obsessed. It's all about her and her family. They're not talented. They're just incredibly rich. And when people go around bragging, and, you know, she's always on social media, apparently, on Snapchat, and always saying exactly where she is, she's kind of asking for it a little bit, really. She's provoking people, antagonizing people. And I think she's incredibly fake.
I actually agree with all bloody of what you've just said. No, I do.
Oh, I do. I thought you would, but...
I actually was thinking it couldn't have happened to a nice person. I kind of feel like maybe it was staged myself. I do. I think like the rings will turn up and apparently the ratings for their show are dropping. They don't live in the real world, do they? And they're all a little bit chavvy.
Oh,
but chavs have a lot of money.
Hmm... I wouldn't want their life at all.
No, I wouldn't either. I'd far rather be in Minehead on a Sunday morning. Would you?
Absolutely, in the salubrious location that we are.
Yeah, when I was walking my dog on the beach this morning.
I think also there's too much attention paid to celebrities in this world, and they are not the sort of icons that I think we should be looking up to, really. What about real people? What about people that actually do something for mankind?
Yeah.
You know, that actually go out on a day-to-day basis and feed the homeless or do good deeds. Not fake, false good deeds, but good, proper good deeds, you know. And acts of random kindness.
That's a good one. Mm. An act of random kindness. That is a good one.
So yeah. That's your challenge, you sweet people.
Do something kind.
Every day.
And then...
Don't tell anybody about it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole point, isn't it? You don't tell anyone because you're doing it completely to be kind, not for self-admiration or...
Promotion. Self-promotion.
Mm, that's right, just because you want to be nice to somebody. Actually, I did a good turn the other day.
What did you do?
I did say don't tell anybody. But hey, I'm going to tell you. I was in Lidl's with my dad, which is going shopping, which is always a trauma and drama for me. And... So I went into Lidl's and I bumped into somebody who I used to work with. I haven't seen for a very long time.
Oh, we have Charlotte in the house. Whoa.
Hi, Charlotte. Anyway, I was very happy to see her. I'm always happy to see Charlotte. No, I can't tell you my friend's name, can I? Because we don't mention names on air, Michelle, do we?
Oh, okay.
We've already had that debriefing.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so I bumped into this friend and she said she looked panic-stricken. She said, oh my God, I just went into Tesco's and there was someone in there I didn't want to see. So I rushed into the loo and I dropped my iPhone down the loo. What do I do? And I said, stay there. I said to my dad, stay there. To Sue, I said, stay there. I rushed off, got a bag of rice, put the rice in, well, paid for it. Paid for the rice. I did.
Very important.
40 pence. It was only a basic basmati. Nothing grand. And, got that and sorted it out for her and left it in that and blah, blah, blah. She phoned me and said...
My phone works.
Yes.
Did she?
Yes. Yes, she did. So that's my
act of random kindness.
So I'm challenging you all this week to do that. And don't tell anybody like I just did, which is part of it. But it was interesting. Oh, and in the process of all that, there's a bit more to that, sorry. I lost my dad, which was
only for a short while, not forever.
Oh, no, he came back. Well, I found him. I had to, didn't I? But there was a bit of a drama because he just couldn't make up his mind which to get. Breaded haddock or breaded cod. Both exactly the same price. What does one do? So he stood there, myself included, you know, looking at this bloody breaded fish. And I just said, what do you normally have? He said, cod. I said, well, just get haddock. He said, oh, no, I can't change. I said, well, just get bloody cod then, Dad. And that's what we did. That's what he did. I don't know. And off we went.
And what did he do with his cod?
I think he fed it to his friend on Friday.
Did he? Does he have a friend? Jane. Oh, Jane. Yeah. Happy Jane.
Happy Jane.
Happy Jane.
And she always complains about the food that he cooks.
Jane just complains, period.
She does.
Jane is one of life's...
complainers.
Whoa.
But I like her. I do like her. She's interesting because she is very down and she's a...
She's very duh.
She's very duh, but I never feel drained by her, interestingly enough. She's not somebody, you know, some people are really down and they drain.
Suck it out
yeah,
of
she
you.
Never sucks it out of me. She actually gives me life. She actually gives me energy because I kind
of... Well, she probably makes you feel like your life is great and hers is shite. So as you're going, you think, Jesus, I'm so happy I'm not her. No?
Yes, I probably think that's true. And I think inside her is a hippie trying to get out. And I think she had quite a controlled upbringing.
I think it's buried deep.
I think it's just below the surface, actually.
Bubbly.
I think scratch the surface, you'd get a lot of Pink Floyd out of there.
Do you?
Yeah, oh, definitely, yeah. If she'd been allowed to be what she wanted to be, she would be a different person. But then, how do I know? She might not. She might be exactly the same. She kind of had a very controlling mother. So and I think that's the reason she's the way she is. But maybe that's the way she always was without that element of control. I don't know. Who knows? Any comments, anything you'd like to say, please phone 07521 605796. And here we're going to the music. Any requests?
I can't get off my horse.
back to Didn't We Meet on the Harbour? Any questions, comments, or anything else that you'd like to say to us, phone on 07521 605796. Thank you. Now over to Michelle.
Hello. Okay, so we're going to talk now about what we got up to over the weekend. What I did yesterday was I'm doing some volunteering for a local charity, and I'm being trained up to be a call handler, to sort of listen to people with various issues, mental health issues and any kind of issue, really. You can phone in and speak to someone for half an hour. And in order to do this, you have to have three quite in-depth training days. And the first one was yesterday. So off I go along, not really knowing what to expect. There were nine of us there. What I actually
encountered,
yeah. Halfway through the afternoon, I did think to myself, I really don't think this is for me. Of the nine people on this course, six of them are training to be counsellors. Apparently, there's a really big need for counsellors everywhere, because everyone, it would appear to me, wants to be a counsellor.
Really?
Yeah, and they all...
Well, I'm already trained, so...
You are, yes, yeah. But the counsellors that I encountered yesterday adopt a tone of voice. They kind of talk to you like that, as if you're three. And they nod a lot and smile sweetly at you as if you're stupid. What's Charlotte asking us?
Charlotte has asked...
let's have a look. Claire Michelle, what do you think the outcome of the presidential election will be? Oh. Charlotte, that is really, really highbrow. Hang on one sec. I think Donald Duck... No, what's his name? Donald Trump.
Trump. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton will run off in sunset and get married and have little baby ducks.
I don't know. I don't really care. I think Hillary will win.
How can you not care? You really need to care. Donald Trump is dangerous.
No, I don't care. I live in Minehead. It ain't going to affect me.
It will impact on us, Michelle.
In Minehead?
In England.
In Minehead.
Well, we are... Minehead is in England, is it not?
No, they don't. They're not in my bubble. They ain't coming in.
So you just... So who's in your bubble?
Me and mine. That's all I worry about, me and mine.
Well, that's fair enough. Yeah, you don't have to worry, but think about it. So I think... Michelle thinks... Who do you think is going to win, seriously?
Hillary.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's frightening that we've ended up with these two candidates in this democratic
world. And where is Bill? Was having a thing with Monica
Lewinsky.
I think Hillary's probably having a thing with someone. I don't know. Are them two still married? Are they married? Are they still married?
Yes, Michelle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, yeah. They are definitely still. What, her and Bill?
Bill, yeah.
Bill and Hillary are still married. But how scary that we have actually, the Americans have ended up with a candidate to go for election like Donald Trump. I mean, really?
I don't really think about it.
Jonathan, what do you think about this?
I think that it's very, very dangerous for a man whose existence is basically sitting in front of people saying, you're fired, you're fired,
and
you're
fired.
And he
has a dead animal living on his head, doesn't he?
Yeah, pretty much. Like a raccoon, dead raccoon. But his existence, his reality is like, you know, sitting there saying, you're fired, you're fired. That's what he's going to do. Yeah, but he's the American version of The Apprentice. So.
Oh, is he?
He's going to do that. With his finger on the button, do you know what I mean? And this is the danger of it. Like, that's his reality. So it's just going to be Iraq, you're fired. Iran, yeah, you're fired too. Syria, yeah, hey. And he's pretty much said this on the trail. So he could say, Minehead, you're fired. And drop a nuclear bomb on our heads, like, you know.
But we wouldn't know anything about it.
True, there is that, I suppose, yeah.
And in 100 years, is it going to matter anyway?
Well, apart from the nuclear fallout and just basically cockroaches existing, that'll all
we'd
be
all
left.
Be in.
Yeah, I'll lose a little bit of weight maybe along the way, which could be quite good.
Yeah,
so he's really, really dangerous. And I don't think, furthermore, I don't think he's fit to be a husband, let alone President of the United States. Because he hasn't even apologised to his wife for what he said yesterday.
What did he say?
Did you hear the comments?
Is that about her boobies?
Oh, it's disgusting, man. It's like shocking. It's just like, if you listen to it, it's just so derogatory.
You need to come on. You, Jonathan, you need to come on my course.
What? Why?
Because political correctness.
Yeah, no, you need to have a little bit of decorum. Keep it classy, ladies. That's all I'm going to say. Keep it classy.
Keep it classy.
Right? I'm going to pass you back.
Okay.
in all fairness to him, he did say that in 2005. Not that that's okay, but it was long. I don't think he was married at that point. But even so, he said that he took Tic Tacs just in case he started to kiss attractive women. He didn't, and
fair
because
point. Who wants bad breath?
You don't go kissing people for the sake of it, just because you think you can. Sorry, I think we've got a problem. No, we're all right. No, sorry, we had a technical problem, but we haven't. It's absolutely fine. Everyone can relax and breathe. Yes, we're going to have some music. Jonathan, what are you going to play? Here we go.
Celebrate. It's a celebration. Celebrate good times, come on. Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright.
Hello and welcome back to Didn't We Meet on the Harbour. Any questions, comments, anything else, phone us on 07521 605796. Or join us in the chat room, as Jonathan has rightly pointed out. So that was Cool and the Gang celebration. We're just talking about what we're going to celebrate this week. Well, right now we're going to celebrate, this is our first live broadcast to
the nation.
The nation. And how's it been for you, Michelle?
Enlightening. It's been quite fun, yeah.
It's quite tiring.
Do you feel drained?
No, not
darling.
Tired. Am I tired? No, drained. I think it was all that food I ate yesterday. Bloody hell. That hasn't actually helped. Had I eaten, drank like aloe vera juice and all that kind of stuff, I think I'd be much more in tune alive in my brain.
If you were a vegan, drunk green tea.
Part of that community that we talk about, what is it?
The LGBT.
That's the one.
Yeah, because I'm from the straight. Just let me put that out there. I'm from the straight community, but I know there are people that belong to the LGBT, as I was told yesterday. Why you have to... We are classy. That is classy, but I just don't know why you have to announce that you belong to the LGBT. We don't go around saying, well, we belong to the straight community.
It's true, really.
It is really true.
True to you.
Okay, Jonathan. Yeah. Jonathan. Yeah, true, no, you are actually. You're right, Jonathan.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a liberal-minded.
When Michelle told me she was going on this course, I was pleased because I think it would be good for. I knew the training would be good. But then she texted me yesterday morning and told me who was on it, and I just laughed.
What were those three words that
unconditional positive regard.
What a load of old bollocks. Unconditional positive regard.
Well, like
but you have to say it in this voice. Raise your eyebrows and nod encouragingly. Like we're not all going to sit in a room and be polite to each other. It's honestly, it baffles me.
I feel like I'm going to have to spend the whole of this time apologising for my beautiful friend.
No, please don't apologise for me.
Behaviour. No, I'd not apologise, but just be a point of reference. Yeah. Unconditional positive regard is actually, Michelle, love.
Love.
According to
love.
Carl Rogers, who is a great counsellor and psychologist, he developed the person-centred approach to counselling.
We also met someone yesterday called Kira. Now, I'm allowed to say that because that's not their real name.
But don't say their real name.
No, I won't say their real name. But Kira is actually Colin. But that's not his real name either, Claire. Don't stress. That's not his
Come
real
on,
name
I'm
either.
I'm tearing my hair out.
Okay. And it was so blatantly obvious that Kira was Colin. But we had to refer to Kira as she and not he. That's very strange. Very, very strange.
How did you actually cope with that?
I think I sat there for the whole 10 minutes with my mouth hanging open thinking, what am I been morphed into another universe? Like, what am I doing here? And how hard must Kira Collins' life be, really? You know what? It's not a choice, is it? I know you don't choose to live your life like that because that's a tricky choice to make, isn't it?
It's certainly not easy.
It wouldn't be easy, no. No, and he'd just come, he had just come from the hairdresser's. And had tint all around its hairline. Its hairline, that's probably better. I am. Okay, she had all tint around its hairline. And like, I just thought, oh, bless you. Yeah.
What, actually been to the hairdressers and they'd done that?
He paid a lot of money to look like that, yeah.
Oh, that's awful. Poor guy. Poor guy.
Poor Kira Cole. Kick Cole. Oh, I don't know.
So when I text Michelle, when she texted me, I said, I hope you're being politically correct. Of course, I knew the answer to that was... She wasn't, but I'm going to encourage her every step of the way to keep this, as Jonathan keeps reminding us.
Keep it classy.
Keep it classy. These
are just my personal observations from this training course that I did yesterday. I just kind of felt like, I am a nice, kind person. I think this volunteering, that this particular side of volunteering is the wrong thing for me to volunteer and do. Because Claire and I and Jonathan, actually, a little while ago, we did some work, didn't we, for the homeless. And we really enjoyed that. That was fun.
We had a good laugh, yeah. We did, yeah.
Because there was no Kira Coles there. And LGBT.
Not that we know of.
And LGBT people. There were a few tight people who weren't that keen on buying raffle tickets, but we got their £2, didn't we?
We'd had a few gins and we didn't give a toss.
Yeah.
we collared
sold
them.
Yeah. We sold lots of tickets.
We did. We did. But we did very well.
I will finish the training because I've committed to doing it, but I don't know. I don't think it's for me. We had to do some role playing, and at one point I was told that I was an 82-year-old man who had very little money. My family didn't like me, understandably. My carer came in once a week. My neighbours didn't like me. And I was lonely and I wanted to phone in for some help. And the role play was, how would I help that caller? Well, I went on the phones, on the headset, and said I would actually... He wanted to commit suicide. Sorry, I forgot that bit.
Most important part.
And I also learned that actually... we got a new member in the chat room. Who's coming to see us? Frisco. Oh, Frisco. We like your name. Oh, Frisco. Frisco. So this role play that I had to do, I was supposed to talk him out of committing suicide.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Now, when you sum up, okay, so just to sum up this poor man's life, he's 82. Oh, he was disabled as well, couldn't get out. No one visited him. His family didn't like him. His carer went once a week. He had very little money, had very little food. Why would I really talk him out of topping himself? Because his life is...
Music, Jonathan!
His life is absolute crap.
A bit classy.
No, it's just my observation. So I kind of failed in that role play because I thought, well, I'd be like, yeah, take the pills, mate. Take them.
If someone actually did phone you up and say that, what would you do? Seriously, what would you say?
Crack on.
You can't, Michelle. The job's not for you, is it?
I don't think it is.
Well, just go for the training and then
I'll do the training.
Yeah, and commit to that, and then don't do any more.
Crack on. Do your worst.
Sorry. Yeah. Da, da, da. This is what I do love about her, but I hope it's not going to offend anybody. And
yeah, no, I don't mean to offend. These are just my opinion. I don't mean to offend anybody. Obviously,
I think our catchphrase will be "Keep it classy," because I think we need to keep it classy and remember that. Here's Jonathan.
Yeah, if I can just have a little word as well, if I can. Just say thank you to the ladies, to Michelle and Claire, for joining us today and setting this up and doing it and chatting on Radioactive FM. I'm hoping that you can come back and join us because we're running out of time here. We've got a couple of minutes left. Just enough time for one more little song. We're going to be back here in a fortnight's time from 12 o'clock till 1 o'clock doing this every other fortnight. You can come along, join us in the chat room, join us on the number that Claire gave out. Throw us some questions, throw us some topics in there, and we're going to build this up and see where we go with it. So I hope you've enjoyed it. We've enjoyed it. We've had fun, haven't we? Michelle, you had fun?
Absolutely.
Claire, you had fun? I've had a lovely time. Thank you for listening and see you in 2 weeks.
Whoop, whoop.